Hey guys, Nyx here. I'm only doing the questions for new girls. And, yeah. So I looked at the questions for the girl performers, and I was like, eh, okay. And I looked at the questions for boy performers, and I was like, that looks so much better. So I'm gonna be doing the questions for new boys, but for a new girl. So, yeah. That sounds pretty fun. Okay, so numero uno. Tell us a little or as much as you would like about you. Well, I'm 19. I'm very fucking pale, as in French. I really like cooking, cleaning, sewing, baking, drawing, reading, writing. I love writing. I like writing poems and novels. I like gardening. I like household chores. I like being a housewife. That's pretty much it. And I am not employed, and I am in school, so I'm pretty much just in, I'm just getting all my broad credits out so then I can focus on character design and animation for video games and cartoons, because that's what I want to do with my life. What made you decide to start recording, and what keeps you coming back with more recordings? I've just always really appreciated people with nice voices, and I've been told a couple of times that I have a pretty nice voice, and I'm just like, well, better use it. So yeah, that's why I'm here. What kind of recordings do you see yourself doing, or is your usual thing? I can see myself doing some singing, because I'm pretty a-okay at that, I guess. I love pillow talks. I can do some challenges. I'll definitely do some faffing. I came here for script reading. I might do improv. That's also known as me sitting down and writing a script for myself. I could do poetry reading. Most of the poetry that I have from myself is from back when I was 17 and dealing with CPS, like, all the time. So it was really, really intense. So I was like, what is happening? What features, be they physical or mental, are most attractive to you and people you are interested in? Well, for dudes, I like them to have shaggy or long hair. I like high cheekbones. I like them pretty thin. Maybe a little bit of chub around the tummy. I can pale as fucking balls. like me. For physicalities. For mental. And you would like it if we have the same music taste? Or if they're willing to listen to my music? Because I listen to hipster bullshit. Or just generally not nice things? I don't know. That was some pretty gross stuff, but music taste would be cool. I guess I don't listen to hipster bullshit all the time. Just a lot of the time. My favorite album is Art Pop by Lady Gaga. That's not hipster bullshit. But yeah. What else do I find attractive in dudes? I like that if they're caring and if they don't hit me. I've been through those relationships. If they don't assault me in multiple ways, that's pretty nice. Learned from past experience that that's not okay. Yeah. I just like dudes who are nice. I like it when guys are a little bit ugly. Like, this one guy who I thought was super cute at my local thrift store, who turned out to not be interested in me, which sucks. But he was so cute. He had a little bit of a droopy eye, and, like, he had such big hair, and it was all poofy and frizzy, and just, oh, you're a little bit ugly, but you're so cute. Oh, my God. Oh, so cute. I love it when guys are a little bit ugly. It just makes my day. It just makes me want to love them more. So much more. I can't handle ugly personalities, though. Just slightly ugly faces. what do you think is your most attractive quality? As in mine. I think my personality is pretty bomb. I have a lot to say, and I will say it. And I'm really nice about it. I'm hilarious, especially when high. I'm so fucking funny. I should read you guys my quote notes sometime. But that'd be kind of weird because all the names in there. But, yeah. I think my personality is my best. I'm also pretty cute. Like, I'm like 5'2", and I'm really curvy, and I have like really short brown hair and big brown eyes and a little nose. I guess if you don't want to take that into consideration, my looks, then just go ahead and forget I said that. Just make me whatever you want to be. Do you have a favorite book, movie, or song? Oh my god, having to pick a favorite book, movie, or song is like saying pick the person that you'd like right now, except you can't ever change it and you have to keep with it for the rest of your life. It's like, oh my god, I will have made so many bad decisions. So, I don't know, I can tell you my favorite book at the moment. It's called Stolen, and I don't know who the author is. If I had it with me, I would know, but I gave it to my grandma to read until May. I fucking love my grandma. But my favorite movie? I generally like any musical. I especially like Grease and Chicago. So, yeah. And song? I really like Manicure by Lady Gaga on Art Pop, the album. If I was a stripper, I would dance only to Art Pop. For real. And Steam Power Giraffe. MK3. Except for the Ghost Vine Go. Because that one talks a lot about diarrhea. Anyway. Tell us. Whoa, buddy. Sorry. Tell us your idea of a perfect day or perhaps a perfect date. Oh, man. Realistically, for a perfect date, I would just like it if the guy called me back. Because usually I'm just like. In the middle of the day, I'm just like, this isn't going well. Better just drop my panties. And usually it's just like, okay, let's do the thing. But then it's just, afterwards, it's just really awkward. And I usually get some sort of juice or coffee, and then I go home. Like, that's just the pattern. Like, oh my god. So, a good date would be if they actually called me back and I didn't drop panties at the end. Also, going to the aquarium would be really nice because I love the aquarium and I know so much about it. Or an art museum. Holy shit. Or, like, if they had, like, this whole section on the Rococo period, I would just be screaming and just squirting everywhere because I'd be so fucking excited. Oh my god, I love Rococo so much. I know so much about it. Oh, it'd be so cool if I could show a guy how knowledgeable I am on the first date. I think he would respect me a lot more. Oh, man. So, yeah, that's like the perfect date for me. 5 things I want to do before I die. Wow. Visit Norway, Sweden, and France, and possibly live in Norway, because fuck yes. Own a full Lolita closet, because I love the fashion. I'd be a country and classic Lolita. And my favorite brands are Anna House, Baby the Star Shine Bright, Angelic Pretty, of course, things like that. I like to be a housewife. Maybe have a kid, probably adopt a kid in their like early teens, just so I could be their bro and help them through shit. Just be like, yeah, man, hormones suck nuts. I know how that went. Yeah. So I have 2 more. I like to design a very successful video game. Or at least a video game character that somebody would cosplay as. Holy shit. I generally just like to be happy. That would be really great if I was just happy for more than a couple days at a time. That'd be awesome. If I won $10 million, what would I do with it? Well, I would put a shit ton of it into savings, and I would do the whole housewife thing. and I wouldn't have to worry about bills or anything like that, which would be amazing. I would buy all my fashion that I ever wanted, and that would probably cost like $2,000, maybe $3,000. Just because I have expensive tastes that I cannot withhold. I would probably donate to some sort of charity that helps children with art projects, because I was kind of helped by that. Some guy came to my elementary school once, and he kind of spoke with me personally. He was just like, hey, I know you're having a hard time, but I see that you're very artistic. Let's make shit. I was like, let's make shit, dude. And so we painted for like an hour and a half on canvas, and it was so inspiring, and I'm pretty sure that's why I keep on drawing today. Just because some guy from a charity came in and spoke with each student. I was like, let's paint. And he spoke with me for a really long time because I started crying when he got to me. Because I was just so excited. So charity and housewife things and no bills and things like that. Dresses. What would a relationship deal breaker be? Oh, if he hit me. If he hit me or assaulted me in other ways, that would be a deal breaker. It should have been for other guys, but it wasn't. Which was an awful decision. If they're, like, heavy drug users, like, if they do anything more than weed, it's just like, whoa, buddy. You're kind of on a fast track to fuck. Oh, man, what else? Just, if they're mean, if they just turn out to be dicks, I just leave it. Like, nah, I'm not doing this. Not today, not tomorrow, not ever. So, I just kind of drop it. And now for the sexy ones, yay! Okay, tell us a sexy story about you. It can be a place where you were close to being discovered fapping, or a fetish. Well, let's not delve into fetishes, because that is way too big a topic. Maybe not. Okay. I can just list off the shit I like. Well, if I'm a sub, I like being choked, slapped, yelled at, which is kind of weird. Like, most of my requests in MSA are just like, yell at me, fucking yell at me. I just love it when guys get angry. I think knife play would be kind of hot. I've never done it, but it's just like, when I hear recordings where they're just like, I will fucking cut you. It's like, oh, yes, cut me. I like really intense stuff. I like being caged up for days at a time. I like orgasm denial or forced orgasm. Oh man, so much. And I like pretty much doing the same thing to subs, except I like sissy play so much. It's just like, put on fucking dresses, you slut. Oh, it's so cute. do you consider yourself a dom, sub, or switch? I'm a true switch, and the moment that I realized that was, I used to just be a dom from the age of 15 to 17 and a half. I was just pure dom, and then slowly I started coming more and more into like, hey, I really like that. I like it when you hit me consensually. And then it just, I just had this moment when I was like early 18 and I was just like, oh man, I like spanking and being spanked. And it was just this moment of clarity and purity of just, I am a true switch, and it has held true ever since, and it feels really good. How high is my sex drive? It's pretty high. I mean, I didn't take care of it, but if I had a dude who would be willing to put his wiener in me whenever I wanted, I would probably just keep riding it 24/7. Like, just, come on, babe, I have to do homework, but just sit there and I'll, yeah. Honestly, I would just do it all the time. The weirdest place I've ever had sex. Oh, man. In a forest while it was raining on top of my dress because we forgot to bring a blanket. A really nice dress, too. and he pushed me up against thorn bushes, so I have scars on my back from that. And he lasted the entirety, oh, the sweet, sweet entirety of a minute and a half with no foreplay. It's just like, you fucking wiener. You're such a dick. Why would you do that? Like, it hurts so bad when you put it in. It wasn't even that big, but it was just like, Jesus Christ, that hurt. Oh my god. But, yeah, it was pretty weird. What is the most sensitive place on your body to really get me going? Oh, my ears and the nape of my neck. Like, if a guy is making out with me and he just slowly puts his fingers on the nape of my neck, it's just like, yeah, you're getting some. You're fucking getting it. Or, if he, like, breaks the kiss and, like, pecks up to my ear and just takes the earlobe in his mouth, I would just be like, oh, yes, you are definitely putting your dick in my ass tonight. Just, oh, yes. So good. Describe in great detail your deepest and most darkest fantasy. Well, after being caged for like 3 days without food or water, probably with water, holy shit. After 3 days caged with without food, I would like to be let out on leash and collar, and I would like to be fucked by many men. And be used like that, and then when I'm covered in cum, they finally give me a bath. And it's just kind of like a huge, like, scrubby buddy party, which isn't that dark or deep. And it was just like, oh, that'd be the cutest thing ever. Just like, yeah, I just fucked your ass really hard. Do you want some soap there? Oh my god, that'd be really great. But yeah, gangbangs, man. Gangbangs. Have you ever been aroused by something that is not entirely acceptable kink, or by something you thought would never be interested in? I've never gotten a why kind of reaction to anything. It's, I mean, at first I was like, why do I enjoy ladies? Two ladies on a double dong. Why do I like this? What? I'm not a lesbian, am I? And it's just like, nah, I just appreciate the female form, and I like their moans a lot. Because they sound like my moans, I can relate. It's like watching, like, a soap opera, like, I can relate. Oh my god. So, I don't know, at first I thought that watching two ladies get it on made me a lesbian, but then I just didn't give a fuck, and now I tap to it. What is the most romantic thing you have ever done for anyone? Sexually, I gave a guy a blowjob after I made him dinner. Like, he was eating it, and I was sucking him off under the table. And he really enjoyed it. I mean, I made fucking amazing pasta. And he was like, And then he was even more, because I'm really good at those. Not the pasta. Also the pasta, but really good at blowjobs. Just plain romantically, I have walked 4 miles in high heels to go help a guy that I was dating who was having really bad panic attacks because his mom, and she was really sick, and he was just really worried. And so I went and I got him, and we walked around for 3 hours. It was, yeah, I have never done that before for anybody. It's kind of nice to reminisce on that. Would you have sex on a first date? What's your opinion about people who do? Well, usually it's not just the first date. It's usually the last date. I've done it like 4 times. 4 times. Yeah. And it's all ended really bad with no calls and no contact afterwards. So, I will probably stop doing that, hopefully. Unless I'm, like, really into the guy and I've known him for a long time and we just turn out to be, like, fuck buddies or something. And we just went out for lunch or something. That'd be really nice, but yeah. if you are single, would you rather have multiple sex partners or just one fuck? Well, I'm not the most single right now. I'm kind of with this guy named Erwin, and he is kind of dating George, which is weird, but he's just like, come on, we'll just be polyamorous. I'm just like, I don't know anybody else who'd be fucking okay with that. And I don't know George that well. Like, we just started talking last night, but apparently they fucked, and then they're just like, now we're dating! And he won't, like, Erwin won't even call me his girlfriend. Because he's so much older than me, and it's just like, ah! I just want your wiener in my butt, because we've been together for, like, 3.5 months. I think it's about time that you actually kiss somewhere below my lips. It's only been my lips, he hasn't even kissed my ears yet! Ah! He's so behind in the game, but he wants to wait at least a year before we do anything. But he's also with George, and it's just like, are you sure you're not just really gay? Like, why am I here? And so I'm thinking of just dropping him for this really sweet guy that I used to be in love with, who suddenly dropped off the face of the earth, but now he's back, and it's just like, I never really stopped loving him, but I just kind of put it on the back burner. Yeah. My love life is really messy. Let's not talk about it. But I would definitely have a fuck buddy. I mean, why not? So yeah, there you go. Okay, now you know more about me. And I've done the questions for new girls. And thanks for listening, if you've been listening this whole time. And goodbye. I'm Nyx. So see you later.